The Bombers found themselves playing Paragould a second time in non-conference play, with the result being pretty close to the same as the first matchup as they fell to the Rams 38-34. The Bombers had a quick 15-hour turnaround after dropping their semifinal game versus the Greene County Tech Eagles the previous night, and it showed in the first half as Mountain Home got off to a slow start and found themselves trailing 14-9 at the end of the first quarter. The Bombers would respond on the heels of 7 points from Luke Proctor and 5 points from Reed Ellison in the second quarter to take a 23-19 lead into the halftime break. The Rams would regain the lead 31-30 at the end of the third to set up the Bombers' third straight game that would go down to the wire. After Paragould missed 2 free throws, the Bombers found themselves down 3 and were not able to send their game to a third straight overtime because of 2 missed shots in the final minute that would have tied the game. The Rams would seal the game after Caleb Giles knocked in the back end of a 2-shot opportunity and collected the 4-point victory. Mountain Home was led in scoring by Braden Dewey with 13 points. Proctor would finish with 9 points. 7 different Rams logged points, but none scored in double figures for Paragould. Mountain Home closed it out non-conference play at 2-10. Paragould improves to 9-4. In other boys' games, Flippin beat Mountain Home Christian Academy in a nail-biter, 71-70. Junction City defeated Cave City, 59-51. And Farmington won the boys' championship of the Ultimate Auto Group Basketball Tournament over Greene County Tech, 59-36. The Lady Bomber game was not as competitive as they lost in the third-place game to Springdale Harbor, 49-20. Mountain Home would get behind the 8-ball early as they quickly got down double digits and found themselves behind 19-4 after one quarter of action. The energy by the Lady Bombers was there, but the shot-making was not, as Springdale Harbor would take a 31-9 lead into the halftime break. In the third period, Harbor would find another gear and climb to a 45-14 lead after the third stanza. The AAA mercy rule would be invoked and the clock ran for the entirety of the fourth quarter to close out the 29-point loss for the Lady Bombers. Annie Norcross led Mountain Home in scoring with 9 points. Kaylin Coons paced Harbor with 19 points, and Patience McDaniel would knock in 15. Lady Bombers close out the non-conference portion of their schedule with a record of 3-10. Harbor would improve to 8-4. In other girls' action, Valley Springs defeated Flippin 64-40. Fayette Ware would beat Paragould 55-45, and Farmington would complete the sweep of the Ultimate Auto Group Basketball Tournament as they ran past Rogers 66-38. I'm Dylan Conley reporting.